Sunny 101.5 News.
Good morning, I'm Jim Irizarry. Changes are coming to U.S. 30 and U.S. 31. NDOT created the Propel Initiative to look for ways to improve those highways. The U.S. 30 West study extends from Porter County to Marshall County. The U.S. 31 North study extends from Miami County to just south of the Fulton-Marshall County line. The project, now in its second stage of analysis, is evaluating over 80 potential alternative intersections identified in Stage 1. NDOT officials say the next step is to narrow down the options. If you're planning to vote in the 2024 primary election, the registration deadline is quickly approaching. You have only one more week left to register to vote in Indiana. The deadline is always 29 days before the election, meaning you have through next Monday to register. Election day is on Tuesday, May 7th. Two people using a walking trail near the Muncie Airport were minding their own business, getting in some exercise, when a plane dropped onto them. According to the Delaware County Sheriff's Department, it's not clear if the two were struck by the plane or by debris from the trees the plane crashed through. Both walkers and the plane's pilot were taken to the hospital and reported to be in critical condition. The FAA is assisting in the investigation. The solar eclipse is just a week away, and South Bend officials want to make sure you're prepared to see it safely. Free solar eclipse glasses will be distributed at various locations across the city, such as the St. Joseph County Department of Health, the South Bend Police Department, Howard, Pinhook, and Rum Village Parks, the Charles Black Community Center, and Elbel, Erskine, and Studebaker Golf Courses. The solar eclipse will happen Monday afternoon. South Bend will see about 97% totality around 3:09 p.m. Once again, there was no winner in the Powerball drawing last night, which hasn't been won since New Year's Day. The winning numbers are 19, 24, 40, 42, 56, and the Powerball of 23. Tomorrow night's drawing will be for an estimated $1.09 billion. Google has agreed to purge billions of records containing personal information collected from more than 136 million people in the United States surfing the internet through its Chrome web browser. The massive house cleaning comes as part of a settlement in a lawsuit accusing the search giant of illegal surveillance. Google must also make more prominent privacy disclosures about Chrome's incognito option when activated and more controls that limit when personal info is collected. The women's Final Four is now set. Iowa and UConn punched their tickets last night, joining NC State and South Carolina. Iowa got its redemption against LSU in their rematch of last year's national championship game, beating the defending champs 94-87. Caitlin Clark had 41 points, 12 assists, and 7 rebounds. Iowa will take on UConn Friday in the national semifinals. The Huskies defeated USC 80-73 in their regional final last night to secure the program's 23rd Final Four appearance and 15th in the past 16 women's NCAA tournaments. Paige Becker's 28 points, 10 rebounds, 6 assists, 3 steals, and 2 blocks led the Huskies. Ronel Blanco put a bow on a remarkable week. In the last 7 days, the Houston right-hander welcomed a new daughter, made his first opening day roster, and then threw the first no-hitter in the major leagues this season. Blanco struck out 7 and walked 2 in the Astros' 10-0 win over the Toronto Blue Jays. Shota Imanaga pitched 6 sparkling innings in his major league debut as the Cubs beat the Colorado Rockies 5-0. The Detroit Tigers extended their best start in almost a decade with a 5-0 victory over the New York Mets in 10 innings. The Atlanta Braves beat the Chicago White Sox 9-0 in a game shortened to 8 innings because of rain. Notre Dame center Kerry Booth has entered the transfer portal. The 6'10 freshman averaged 6.4 points and 4.3 rebounds per game this season for the Fighting Irish. Booth said he's keeping all of his options open, including a return to Notre Dame. Two Notre Dame players already entered the transfer portal last month, senior forward Matt Zona and junior Alex Wade, a former walk-on. In the NBA, Tyrese Halliburton scored 27 points and had 13 assists to lead the Indiana Pacers to a 133-111 rout of the Brooklyn Nets. Vete Krejci made all his shots and set career highs with 18 points and 6 three-pointers. Bogdan Bogdanovic scored 20, and the Atlanta Hawks beat the Chicago Bulls 113-101. Memphis held on for a 110-108 victory over the Detroit Pistons.
Rain to start the day, seeing some breaks. Afternoon storms possible. Highs in the low to mid-50s. Rain continues overnight, falling to the mid-30s. I'm WSBT 22 meteorologist Jessica Burns.